important to him and that made transformative differences in his life. I'm not going to give a lot of the detailed history about his life, as I often do when I give such a talk, because we have so much other material to cover. But I am going to hit on some critical relationships and some critical periods of time in his life. And the two most important of those are the period of his writing his fantasies in the Black Books, which then became the Red Book, and the period of time when he went through a near-death experience in 1944. And along the way, we'll actually pretty much here at the beginning, we'll start talking about his relationships with some interesting people, which were also transformative experiences. So, let's talk a little bit about Jung's parents. Many of you who are familiar with Jung know some of the details, but I want to cast them in a particular light. Jung was the son of a mother who came from a family that had a history of parapsychological abilities and experiences. Some question of whether there might have been a strain of schizophrenia in the family. And his experience with his own mother, he describes, and if you've read Memories, Dreams, and Reflections, he describes how she was a very peculiar woman, that she could be perfectly ordinary during the daytime hours, and then in the evening hours, take on this kind of oracular sort of mien and begin to pronounce in a very different voice about things that were to come and so on, which was a little bit frightening, as you can imagine. So it's also important to note that she was hospitalized when Jung was quite young. I'm not sure how young. I think it was certainly within the first couple of years of his life, but I can't remember exactly when. She was hospitalized for about 6 months for probably a schizophrenic episode, but we don't know. We know it was a psychiatric hospitalization. That's as much as we know. And Jung went on to say that because of her absence, it led him to have a kind of a feeling of mistrust towards women because he didn't know whether they were going to be around when he needed them. Now, let's contrast that with Jung's father. Jung's father was a parson, and eight of his uncles were parsons in the Swiss Reformed Christian faith. If you think about that, growing up in a family with eight uncles for parsons, and your father's a minister too, sort of looks like you're going to end up being a minister. But Jung's relationship with his father really was a difficult one. And the reason it was so difficult was that he learned very early in life that his father preached the gospel, but had lost his religious faith, had tremendous religious doubts, but got up in the pulpit every Sunday and did his show. And Jung began to think of him as a hypocrite. This was amplified even more by the fact that the boy himself, little Carl, early in his life had had experiences that he thought of as being religious experiences, the direct experience of the presence of God. So here he is as a boy thinking, I've got this father who's up there talking about God but doesn't know what it is, and I'm having these experiences of the presence of God. So he had pity for his father, but at the same time he internally reviled him as being hypocritical for what he was doing.